You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This a god last damn time. I want somebody use his brain.
This is a job for
John Peterson
and
Gordy
Young.
You're from the 60s.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and my sister.
What is this? Ponderous, man. Wow. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Ponderous. Okay.
Man. Oh, man.
Good morning. 7:07. It's John and Gordy, 92.7 WMDX. And it's going to be a nice day. Beautiful sunshine will be on the way.
You know, I hope the subject matter in this hour matches that promo. Amazing introduction. Yes.
We'll get up to about 50 degrees this afternoon. Right now it's 39. It's time now to break into spring with our text-wide statewide contest. Here you go. Your daily chance to win either a Chula Vista getaway or Milwaukee Brewer club-level tickets or $100 cash. And this time around, let me just double-check, it's $100 cash. That's right, this hour. When you enter, it puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo. And that includes a mattress and sheets and pillows and a whole lot more. So this hour's key word, ready for this? It is team. Team. That's T as in Tommy. E-A-M. Team. Okay?
Meme?
Team.
Meme?
No, not meme. Team.
Oh, team.
Just download the Civic Media app. You can find our station, WMDX. Use the text button at the bottom there. Send the keyword team in for your chance to win $100 cash this hour. You have until 8 a.m. to get that to us. So good luck to you. Again, the word is team.
It's like the A-team.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
That's what we're hearing right
team.
Now, right? Yeah. Team. Okay.
Like what we do on this program.
It's all teamwork.
Team effort, right?
It is a team effort. It's teamwork. At its finest.
This is great.
What?
This story broke. Dan Pice in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel broke this great story about the $1 million winner in Green Bay.
Yeah, big
this,
winner.
This never ends, right?
Elon handed out $2 million checks,
well,
right?
Well, he picked both of them.
Yeah.
And he picked one because he is the head of the College Republicans.
Right.
That was just a coincidence. You know, that's
sure.
what we're led to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, well, okay.
What?
What's
the problem with the other one?
Elon produced a little promotional video with the winner. The female winner of the $1 million.
Okay.
And in that video, she said something that was illegal.
Well, what? How'd that happen?
I just love this. So anyway, America's PAC made a big mistake. And they had to pull a video from X featuring the $1 or $1 million winner, in which she said she received the money in part to vote. Yes, she came right out and said, well, okay. He asked us to vote. Okay, here are the two audios, the two different audios, and it's all in one clip. It's clip 36. And I put them together. The first one is where she admits that she was told to vote.
Yeah.
And the next one where she doesn't say that. Isn't that funny?
Okay.
They had to redo it and post it again. And I hope Josh Call has this audio and or the video. It's out there on the net someplace. I think even Dan Bice posted a link to it. So let's check it out. Here it is.
My name's Ekaterina Diesler. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I did exactly what Elon Musk told everyone to do. Sign a petition, refer friends and family, vote, and now I have $1 million.
There it is.
My name's Ekaterina Diesler. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I did exactly what Elon Musk told everyone to do. Sign a petition, refer friends and family, and now I have $1 million.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
Yeah, a little different take on it.
Yeah.
Editing. Yeah, it's good.
Now,
so everything's fine.
Big mistake. Huge mistake.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking Josh Call is on this thing, and now he's got a case to be made in front of the Supreme Court and get this guy arrested and deported. I mean, he's broken the law, and he should be deported, right?
Yeah.
Because
law is the law, yes.
You're not supposed
to do that kind of thing.
I think Trump came out against dual citizenship, and he's deporting everybody that has dual citizenship in this country.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
I hadn't heard that one.
Because they're loyal to another country, and that ain't going to happen in the U.S.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I think Elon has actually triple citizenship. I think Canadian.
Canada.
South Africa. And the U.S., of course.
Hmm.
So he should be booted. In fact, there's rumblings that Trump has said that Elon is out in a month or two.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah. He's going to be done with his work. He can move on.
After the debacle in Green Bay, in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court race, which, by the way, it hinged on whether the Republicans were ever going to keep and just maintain House leadership, right? That was the whole point of this election, was to keep the House in play for the Republicans. And if it didn't happen, the country would go down.
Well, Elon's almost done with his DOGE work. You know, he's going to wrap things up.
Well, he's doing it very quickly. And, you know, any time you can do a job very, very quickly, yes, you know it's been done well.
It's a job well done. And plus, Trump said Elon needs to get back to Tesla. You know, he's the CEO of Tesla. They need some help right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got to work on things. And Starlink, you know, he's got a lot of projects going on.
Hey, maybe you didn't hear that Susan Crawford really didn't win the election. Did you know that?
What? Wait, come on.
Oh, no, no.
Are you kidding?
No, this has surfaced as well. I got a big letter here, but I'll read that if we have time. But anyway, Dewey Strobel, he's in our Congress, our inner legislature, and he came up with this. It's a conspiracy theory. A state that just overwhelmingly supported enshrining voter ID in the Constitution also just elected a Supreme Court justice that opposes voter ID. Something's wrong there.
Maybe
he's
red and blue colorblind, so he just can't see purple.
That could be. You know, I'm colorblind. Yeah, purple's a tough one.
Dewey Strobel is the guy who proposed having just one primary election outlet in each town.
Oh. One voting location?
One location, yes.
Oh, boy.
For primaries.
Okay. Why? What?
Because the small towns can't afford multiple locations, and the big cities can, and that's an unfair advantage. So everyone, even the big cities, would have just one location.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dumbass. Okay. What? We got to...
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go ahead?
Well, no, I just want to lead into, because this is a conspiracy theory by Dewey Strobel.
Okay. Yeah.
But he may have heard it from DJ and producer Johnny Massacre.
What?
Yeah, he's got some kind of podcast thing going.
Johnny Massacre.
Oh, I found
Johnny
him.
Johnny Massacre?
I found him. I looked hard for this.
We had Johnny Danger and Johnny Grenade. Now there's Johnny Massacre.
We're quite a team.
They all worked at the same station.
Yeah. Well, I'm still Johnny Grenade, but, you know, Johnny Massacre may have outdone me in that one. He's the guy who came up, I think, with the Susan Crawford committed election fraud. Let's hear cut 37.
Okay.
In the referendum for voter ID and the people who voted in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, it's basically the same amount of people. So people just, they voted for both things.
What?
So if there's 1,434,500 votes in favor of voter ID, And then Susan won with 1,300,000 votes. Ooh, how many like hundreds of thousands of people, therefore voted for voter ID and voted for a liberal candidate who's opposed to voter ID? There isn't a single person in America who vote for voter ID and then vote for any liberal. It doesn't matter even what their record is, and her record is against it, because all liberals are against it. Call them liberals, Democrats. All Democrats are against it. You can share this video for a start, and you can make sure you spread the word to keep voting in people aligned with the Trumpster, not the Susan Crawfords. You got to vote for the Brads in Wisconsin. Otherwise, you can go back to this fucking miserable, self-hating victimhood ideology where everything's terrible. Someone's stolen something from me, or I'm a fucking oppressor. I'm going to feel guilty about who I am. We're going to go back to that shit, or we're going to keep on fucking winning like the Trumpster took a bullet and kept on fucking going. I know whose side I'm on.
Well, I'm glad you're on that side.
Okay. Wow. Very good, Johnny.
I know. Well, he certainly sounds very credible because of the English accent, right?
Yeah, that's what makes it. Let's go to the phone lines. Dick is on the line with a question or a comment. 608-879-8255. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
I wonder just how the stock market's going to do today. The future thing is a little crazy right now, but the reason I called too is with Elon leaving, it's a great thing, don't get me wrong, but where's he going with all the stuff he's got to extort us? Is he going straight to China, straight to Putin?
Yeah.
You know, and can you clarify this? Did I hear this right, that one of the countries we put a tariff on is an uninhabited island?
Yes, it is. Uninhabited. Oh, it's uninhabited because it has two live volcanoes on it, from what I understand.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Well, just in case somebody wants to move there, you know.
Oh, and I heard there were penguins living there. I don't know if that's true.
That's true.
But, think of the money they owe Joseph Banks for Prince Reynolds. You know. The upside, though, of all of this is we won't have any money to spend, so just think how much we'll be saving.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It is liberation from our money day today.
Yeah, there's a silver lining there somewhere. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Dick, thank you for that call.
We've got Crystal from DeForest.
Yeah, we're going to have to hold on to Crystal. We'll will get to you in just a moment. Want to remind you, our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest is we're in a keyword hour, and the keyword is team. You can call us or text us. Use the Civic Media app. You can text us, I should say, at the Civic Media app. Just find our station, get the text button going, and keyword is team.
Team like Johnny Danger, Johnny Massacre, and Johnny Grenade.
They make a great team.
They are great. Okay, we'll be back with more and take more of your phone calls in a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Man, dig this crazy pad, man. It's a mad pad.
WMDX. It is the mad pad here. 92.7. John and Gordy in the Morning.
21 past the hour. It's going to be a pretty nice day. Highs close to 50 this afternoon. Let's talk to WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot and get the inside on the outside, whether we like it or not.
This is the scoop. Let's get it.
Brittany. Clever. What's going on? Yeah. After an active night last night around the state,
a little nervous. What are you going to tell us?
Much calmer now. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys doing okay? Did you take shelter in the basement? Were you close by?
I was there. I slept overnight on the stairs. Yeah.
Not in the bathtub?
Oh. No.
We managed to survive pretty well around Madison. I mean, there were a couple of warnings and, you know, some tornado warnings, but didn't really amount to too much damage as far as we can tell.
No, I ended up taking shelter in Woodman's.
Did you? You went to Woodman's?
I went to Woodman's shopping.
That's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Whatever works.
Okay.
Yeah, you had one to the north, one to the south.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Just like, cornering you guys.
I know.
Goodness. There was a funnel cloud, though, spotted in Evansville, and there's pictures of it out on social media and stuff, too. Pretty scary stuff, regardless if it did damage or not. These storms were very, very strong that rolled through. Thankfully, though, no more of that, at least into the next week. So
okay.
We are looking today at partly cloudy skies, high temperatures hitting about 50 today, and breezy winds still lingering. I mean, we're still seeing gusts around 30 to 40 miles per hour. Those will calm down tonight. We'll stay cloudy. Overnight lows stay above freezing. And for tomorrow, unfortunately, more clouds than sun. We do have some light rain rolling in later in the evening. That'll kick on out of here for Saturday. We'll see the sunshine once again. Highs in the low 50s. That'll be the nicest day of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because then Sunday, we get a little bit cooler into the upper 40s. The sun will still be out. It'll still be dry. But we do drop a lot from Monday. I'm talking about high temperatures in the upper 30s.
Oh, no. Come on. Not again.
Snow maybe in the morning. So enjoy the weekend, long story short.
Okay. So the weekend's looking good. Mostly.
Yes, it
anyway,
is.
Saturday, yes, a little better than Sunday.
I keep packing away the heavy coats, you know, and I have to bring them out again.
Yeah, I know it.
Man.
Okay.
I know.
Hey, what's all the right. big, what's your, you know, you send out an email, a little notification for everybody, you know, educate them about the weather a little bit. What's your latest email? What's your latest topic?
You know, good question. I have just been focusing on all the issues and all the damage that have been going on from the ice storm north all to, you know, Evers declaring a state of emergency to rivers flooding. I mean, the Wisconsin River is up
as well.
Got
a lot going on here.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been covering the damage, unfortunately.
Well, I'm sorry, man.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Brittany. Well, thank you for checking in with us, and we will get back with you tomorrow morning.
Yes.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you very much. That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Thank you, Brittany.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Just a reminder, the key word this hour is team. $100 cash up for grabs. It's our break in the spring text to win statewide contest. And the grand prize, of course, is Verlo mattress. By the way, Verlo mismatch sale is back. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better with Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. I think we got time for a quick phone call
we do.
Here.
Yes.
Crystal is on the line from
DeForest.
Good morning, Crystal. What do you got for us today?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Yeah. So, just wanted to comment on the whole, you know, referendum question being passed. So it's a kind of a difficult, you know, way to look at it because I am 35 and I've had this conversation with peers my age, and a lot of people don't even understand what they were answering on that question.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They read it for what it is and they say, oh, of course, why don't we have, you know, we should have IDs, you know, identification. Okay. But they don't understand the true meaning behind it, the deeper meaning behind it. And I think that is one of the biggest things our party needs to work on.
Yeah.
We need to be more straightforward. We need to be bringing these issues to light and setting, you know, beating around the bush. And, you know, I know Crawford's campaign, one of her biggest thing was to fight abortion. A lot of people are stuck in the crossroads where, you know, they don't strictly support abortion, but they would compromise.
Yeah.
And we need to have those compromising conversations. Same with education. I have a lot of women friends that are teachers and their husbands are Trump supporters. They have split households.
Wow. Yeah.
But, you know, we can turn them. These are the people that if we word it right and are straightforward with our, you know, our points and our battles that we want and changes that we want to see at the state and federal level, then we need to get real. We need to get honest. And we need to get down to the real truth.
That's right. And we shouldn't couch it in fancy language and sound like it's a press release. We should be out there really shouting from the mountains that we believe in what we believe. And we give reasons why we believe what we believe. And I think a lot of people will turn on that, but we have to sound like we have some energy, like we truly do believe in what we're talking about. And I think when it comes to, as you mentioned, the referendum being approved by more people in the state than those people who voted for Susan Crawford, you know, it just goes without saying. They just checked it off, as you mentioned. They don't know that much about it. They didn't care. We already have the law in place, so it's no big deal. They checked it off. So that's why there's a disparity. It's ridiculous to even read into it, but they are reading into it, right? So
And I think verbiage is very huge. There's resources out there where they can, you know, give you tips and tricks on how to have these tough conversations with people and friends around you that might have different mindsets. And I think it really starts, you know, I'm a bartender, and when I get a small crowd and we start talking about, when we get talking about these, you know, intimate, you know, points and subjects, we get the opportunity to have that one-on-one conversation, not confrontational, where there's people yelling, you know, all that stuff. And I think it, saying things correctly and not such a, you know, angry or you know, accusatory way, will make our points go that much further and make maybe some people consider and educate themselves a little bit more.
Well, that's great. You know,
good points.
Bartender making that kind of observation, obviously, you know what you're talking about.
Crystal, thank you for that call. We will continue with more of John and Gordy in the morning right here on WMDX. Stay with us.
WMDX 92.7, the John and Gordy in the Morning Show, and this is a very special song for what we're about to talk about.
All right, we'll get into it in a moment. Yeah, you can keep the music going, though.
Yes.
It's 7:34, and temperatures around 40 right now. We'll reach a high close to 50 today. We are in a contest hour here for our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Every day this week until tomorrow, you have a chance to win either Chula Vista Getaway ticket or Milwaukee Brewer tickets, Chula Vista Getaway, and or $100 cash. That's what's up for grabs this time around, this hour, $100 cash. Got to text us the keyword, which is TEAM, T-E-A-M, before 8 a.m. Just download the Civic Media app. It's free to download, free to use. Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button at the bottom there and send the keyword TEAM in for your chance to win that $100 cash. That puts you into the grand prize, which is for a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. Includes the mattress, the sheets, the pillows, and more. Okay?
All right.
All right. TEAM. Why are we playing the theme?
Well,
it was hilarious seeing John close his eyes and rock back and forth to the music.
I just love this. You know, the whole soundtrack to Twin Peaks is just dreamlike. Just fantastic stuff. Driving music as well. I was driving through Door County listening to that soundtrack, and it was just incredible.
Really?
Really was.
Yeah?
Anyway.
Why aren't we playing it?
I'm bringing this up because Hooters has filed for bankruptcy. Yeah, they have filed for bankruptcy. It was a sad day for a lot of people that like to hang out at Hooters. There's one on the east side on East Washington
Avenue. Yeah,
right
by the highway.
Yeah, right next to the interstate. So
you spent a lot of time there?
Well, no, I actually haven't spent I know it's a nice place to go. They have good food.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, you know, I don't feel comfortable sitting in Hooters. You know, I really have a hard time with that.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, they're going bankrupt, so are they going to close down, or are they just reorganizing?
No, they're actually not going to close down. A private equity firm owns it. They don't know anything about restaurants. So what they're doing now is they're selling their interest to the actual owners of the people who started Hooters in the first place.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to bring back
Okay.
Hooters.
The original owners.
This is the line I like in the story. As a result of these transactions, the Hooters brand will once again be in the hands of highly experienced Hooters franchisers. Okay. All right.
So enough.
So yeah, I had to attend classes for the census survey that I conduct. Yeah. I had to go to classes in Illinois, in Oak Brook, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
And
Oak Brook's very fancy.
They have a bunch of chain restaurants that I'm unfamiliar with.
But right.
One restaurant was Twin Peaks.
Okay. Yeah. So, did you go in there?
I did.
You went in there.
I went into Twin Peaks.
What was that like?
They have like Twin Peaks, and I thought it was a takeoff on the TV show, kind of a, you know.
Yeah. Wasn't
tip
that.
Of the hat to it.
But, no, but it was not that.
It was not. Those were the wrong Twin Peaks.
Was it kind of like Hooters?
Yes, it was exactly like Hooters.
Oh, okay.
And, okay. And I was really embarrassed just sitting in there. I tried with all my energy not to look at the waitresses. I'm sorry, I just couldn't. You know,
I get it. Yeah,
it's just not right.
It really isn't right
to feature that as something that you would go in mm-hmm. and expect to see, along with your food and drink. Mm-hmm. This is just not right.
Okay.
And I accidentally went into Twin Peaks. I'm just one of those guys that into the Twin Peaks restaurant.
Did you turn around and go out, or did you stay there for a while?
You
order some food?
I did order food, but okay. I kept my eyes to myself.
Okay. Good boy.
It's really an uncomfortable experience.
You just
really
don't want to be known as the dirty old man.
Yes.
Right?
I just can't handle that. You know, I mean, we all fought for women's liberation in the 60s.
Yes,
okay?
We did. Yes.
We were all part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find myself in a Twin Peaks or Hooters at this point.
I understand.
Even though I understand that it's a good job for them and they have good food. I'm not downplaying that. I'm just saying that for some of us, it's a little mm-hmm. more uncomfortable and we don't need our wandering eyes to focus on anything but our food and drink.
Keep your eyes on the menu.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Just,
okay.
You know, okay, that's my uncomfortable
thanks for
experience.
Sharing that.
I thought I had to get that off my chest.
Well, we appreciate
Finally, I've held that in for so long.
Okay.
All right. well, you know,
we have a call.
Oh, we do.
You want to take it?
We have Mark. Yes, I do want to continue the story about Susan Crawford, election fraud.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, we'll get to that
conspiracy
in a moment.
Theory.
Let's see what Mark's got for us this morning. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead with your call.
Yeah, good morning. On the whole thing, referendum thing, I actually called my legislators yesterday Sarah Kieski and Karen DeSanto's offices and said, well, the Republicans have got what they wanted, and now it's up to the state of Wisconsin. Now, it should be mandatory for the state to provide access, free access to all documentation people need to get their voter IDs. And if they move up to the whole passport level, then the state of Wisconsin should have to foot the bill for providing us all with passports, pure and simple. Since they decided to put it in the Constitution the way they did,
mm-hmm.
I mean, fine and dandy, but they have to put, because under the 24th Amendment, it says no poll taxes, and if you have to pay anything out at all in order to be able to vote, then it's a poll tax, and it is banned by the Constitution.
Mark, that's a great idea. Yeah, I know. It costs a lot of money to get a copy of your birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. That's a great idea, and that should be pushed by the Democrats at the legislative level.
Yeah.
I can't talk this morning, but go ahead.
And that's what I asked them to do.
Yep.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
Very good, Mark.
We should all do that, Mark. Thank you for that suggestion.
You can.
Thanks, brother.
All right, man.
Have a good day.
Boy.
608-879-8255. That's 879.
He's got a really good point.
That is a good point. Yeah, you're not supposed to have to pay anything.
And because they're asking for a birth certificate, you have to buy a copy if you can't find the one you had. In mm-hmm. fact, we did that.
Yeah.
Our family, we couldn't find our old birth certificates. We got some new ones.
Yep.
But anyway, all right. Wow.
Good idea.
Do that. Call your legislator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's a group. It's called Election Watch. You know, there's something wrong with it right away just by that name alone.
Peter Berniger,
he's an independent journalist and president of Election Watch. They create and fabricate fraud conspiracies for everybody to follow.
They create them.
Yes. Well, of course they do. And they've created this one.
They're part of the White House writer's room, right?
Probably. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. In they're the, back they're the press room. 62.7% voted for the referendum required voter ID to be in the state constitution. Yet liberal Susan Crawford won the Democratic politicians only having 21% approval rating nationally. Now, okay, we're talking about the state, right? And then all of a sudden they bring up the Democratic politicians generally only have a 21% approval rating nationally. Now, why would they have brought that up? It has nothing to do with the election here in Wisconsin, right?
And Crawford, also a nonpartisan race.
Yes. And Crawford outright stated that she would repeal the existing statutory voter ID law passed in 2015. Of course, that's not happening, so... Anyway, finally, and this is out there in the process of working its way through the government, a 45-page criminal complaint was filed before the election to the FBI. In addition, Patriot J. Stone filed a 10-page complaint to the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. The Patriot Julie Seegers filed a judicial complaint to the Wisconsin Judicial Commission. Smurfing is what they call it. Is a scourge of our elections across the country. Smurfing. Liberal Crawford and her co-conspirators laundered millions into her campaign. That's smurfing. This is election fraud. She, Ben Winkler, Act Blue, and Wisconsin Democratic Party, and others involved must be prosecuted. So that's rolling into the legal system as we speak. I can't wait to find out more about that, huh?
You know? Yeah, that's.
But every one of these individuals who filed these complaints were patriots: Patriot J. Stone and Patriot Julie Seegers. They all have the same first name. I'm not sure how I understand that. All right, let's get to. What, you got something there?
No, okay. I'm befuddled by that
me
story.
Me too. I don't know. It's that's why I save it for last, because it's kind of weird and
a little odd.
It's like being in a corn maze.
Just like that.
It's just like. Yeah. Okay, let's get to something else that's fake. Musk claimed fake savings for a national parks survey. I've never heard of this guy. This is Wall Street to Main Street, the host, Ben Zynga. Have you heard of Ben Zynga?
I haven't
really heard. I see his splashy ads all the time. Okay, let's listen to Ben Zynga. Hard to understand, but he sounds like some mobster. This is Cut 35. Let's hear Ben Zynga about the savings from the National Park Survey.
It's Benzinga bringing Wall Street to Main Street.
Elon Musk claimed the Department of Government Efficiency prevented the Department of Interior from spending nearly $1 billion, according to CBS News. Money was allegedly allocated for a 10-question online survey about national parks. Musk alleged the survey cost $10,000 to produce and was linked to an $830 million government contract. CBS News found no evidence such a contract was ever signed or valued that highly. DOJ's public records show only $144 million in total Interior Department contract savings, with no single cancellation matching Musk's billion-dollar claim. CBS and other outlets report that DOJ's savings are often overstated and difficult to verify due to recent website changes.
Or just fake. So that's another one. This is the guy who's tearing apart our government, and we're supposed to trust what he's saying. Everything that we've looked into that he has made a claim on has been incorrect or doesn't exist. So I don't know why we're listening to the thing is, they just keep pushing him and pushing him out there. And then he lost the election for Brad Schimmel. Of course, Brad Schimmel was the worst candidate you could possibly put out there. I think maybe that's why, Brad Schimmel lost. They want to blame fraud for it. They want to blame, the conflict. Well, voter ID is in the Constitution now, and Susan Crawford wanted to repeal it. All of these ridiculous little reasons that they have. Brad Schimmel was a dumbass. He's not a smart man.
What was the excuse that they used in November for I can't even remember his name anymore. Eric Hovde. For his loss. How'd they explain that away when Trump won and Tammy Baldwin also won?
Yeah, I can't remember what his excuse was.
There was an excuse, though.
Yeah, he did have something.
He had a complaint.
Yeah.
But he just let it go. All right.
Eventually, so, it took a few days.
Well, let's give this a few days.
Yeah.
Well,
Benzinga. Now, I just like the name.
You know, Doge is, I know, Benzinga, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
So, you know that Doge is in the Social Security Administration at this point, right? They've hired a guy to kind of bypass the ban of Doge being in the Social Security Administration. So they hired one of the Doge guys to go in there, and now he is part of Social Security.
Great.
All right. So Social Security Administration is facing a crisis under Trump. Mm-hmm. Wait times exceed 3 hours on the phone while staff cuts reach 12% and website crashes block millions from accessing accounts. 24% of the calls are being answered. Just 24% of the calls are being answered.
Three-hour wait times?
A three-hour wait time. And Doge is using blackout curtains in the windows where they work.
Why?
At the Social Security Administration.
You know, they're at war. Got these blackout curtains.
And they have the armed guards weeding out anybody who even tries to get in to meet them.
Kidding me.
No.
What's going on?
Oh, I know.
That's just crazy talk.
It's real. Okay, let's play. You brought this in.
Wow.
Could we play
I don't know if we have time here, but what do you
got? Could we play the Colbert cut? Oh, we don't have time for that?
We got about a... No. But we do have time for this. Right. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's the biggest sale of the year. We've been telling you about it, but it is winding down. You better get in there soon. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo, Mattress of Madison, East Side and West Side. Or go to online, verlo.com. When we come back, leftovers. This, that, the other, some odds and ends, this and that. Coming up.
We'll get to the Colbert cut.
Oh, yes. It's coming up next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
7:52, seeing some sunshine now. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds the rest of the day. High close to 50 this afternoon. Right now, 41. And one more time, want to mention our keyword this hour in our break into spring. Text to win statewide contest. $100 up for grabs. You have a few more minutes till 8 a.m. to text us the word TEAM. T-E-A-M. Just download the Civic Media app and find our station, WMDX. Use the text button at the bottom there, and you'll send that keyword right into us, TEAM, for your chance to win $100 cash. And, of course, every entry goes into the grand prize drawing for a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So team is the keyword. Again, just a few more minutes to enter that in. We'll have other keywords later in the day at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Johnny.
All right. Sam?
Sam?
Yes.
I hope you added Winter of Go-Go to your list of movies that you must see.
It's on my list, John.
I think you'll enjoy it. A lot of surprising groups are in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
At this ski resort.
Oh yeah.
It just happened to appear there, you know.
Yeah. what national day was it? It's National Film Score Day.
Film Score Day. That's why you brought that up before.
Yeah, that's right. It's also the start of the Wisconsin Film Festival. That's happening this weekend.
That's right. Yeah. We have a movie tonight. What is it? Friendship?
Friendship. Yeah. I think it's like
Barrymore?
It's a buddy comedy film happening at the Barrymore. Yeah.
Is that
what?
Who's the star in that?
The paper's in front of you.
It's right over there. You can reach over. And then tomorrow at the Barrymore, it's that John and Yoko movie. One to one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd's in Friendship?
Yeah, yeah. That's why they sold out tickets
That
immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time they ever sold out tickets so quickly at the Barrymore for a movie. And that movie is the one. I haven't heard anything about it. Paul Rudd, you know, very lovable character, Ant-Man. But still, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's a great film. Maybe it's a great novel. I don't know anything about it. But
you got to find a way to sneak in.
It is described in the Wisconsin Film Festival
program
that they put it in the isthmus.
Well, Sam, you're one of the projectionists. Can't he sneak in? If you know the projectionist, can you get in?
I'll see what I can do. See, yeah.
Are you really the projectionist?
For not at the Barrymore, but I'll be at the Chazen Art Museum all weekend long.
Yeah, all weekend.
Showing the movies there.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Why don't we get to that, you know, it's Liberation Day. And
liberating us from our money.
Yes, yes. Anybody who wants to retire now is going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Okay. So here it is. This is Stephen Colbert's version of Liberation Day, the carols.
President Donald Trump has long billed today, April 2nd, as Liberation Day for the United States, arguing that tariffs on imports to the U.S. will bring jobs and manufacturing back to this country.
The overhaul of U.S. trade policy could impact stock markets worldwide today.
But not clear that the markets are feeling very liberated right now.
In honor of Liberation Day.
Liberation Day.
Capitol Records is proud to present Liberation Day Carols. You and your family will enjoy holiday classics like Have Yourself a Major World Recession, I Saw Mommy Stealing Sandwiches, and of course,
God Rest Ye Merry Band, the count our savings went away. Remember when you could afford to make an exercise.
You'll also get Failing Nazi Doc. And don't forget,
dreidel, 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 goodbye 401k.
And there it is.
Okay. Yeah. Liberation Day.
Kind of wild.
Yeah, stock market overnight down 1,200 points.
Yeah. Well, you know.
The options or the futures, I should say.
It's not doing well today.
No,
either.
All the arrows are pointing down.
This is the thing, you know. I look at the big picture all the time.
I know
all
you do.
Of this. You know, yeah. You
thank
know
you.
Me.
Thank God we have picture. You. Thank look God. At the big picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that big picture look that like? Is it in focus today? How's the sound?
Yeah, the sound is great too.
Good. Okay.
But anyway, that big picture is that Trump has failed at almost every business he has had.
How many bankruptcies
has
he had? He's
a big failure.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Oh, he's a businessman. Well, he doesn't have a corporate body that keeps him in check, you know, like a boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to answer to anybody. So he just makes all these mistakes. He goes out of business so often it's ridiculous. And now, I think this is the most incredible thing. He is using the United States, our entire damn country, to experiment on a whole new financial system for the world. No one seems to be talking about the fact that he's flipping the entire system of the world order.
The global markets.
Just the markets, the way countries run.
Yeah,
you know,
trade.
The way they finance their services.
Yes.
Through taxes.
Right.
He is going away from taxes, and he's doing this.
Well, he put tariffs on 150-plus countries, yes.
And then if he brings all these companies here to manufacture all the goods, then we lose all the tariffs, and then we'll go broke as a country. We won't have taxes anymore. What he wants to do is he wants to do away with income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So if he does that, and then we have all the companies manufacturing here, there won't be any taxes to support the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening here?
The world is off of its axis and rolling downhill.
Somebody notices it. Maybe
he's got concepts of a plan.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is right around the corner next. Tomorrow on The Big Show, we'll have a Maxing preview with Rocker, and also we'll check in with Pam Yonke. Hope you have a great day. Enjoy it.
All right.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.